with SRN News, I'm John Scott. The House Homeland Security Committee has voted 18 to 14 along party lines to send articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas to the full House. House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Mark Green.
He has willfully and systematically refused to comply with the laws passed by Congress and breached the trust of Congress and the American people. The results have been catastrophic and have endangered the lives and livelihoods of all Americans.
The committee is acting on two articles of impeachment against Mayorkas. Democrats call the proceedings a sham, ordered up by Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump. American consumers, fresh off strong holiday spending, feeling more confident than they have in 2 years. The Conference Board reporting that its Consumer Confidence Index rose for a third straight month to 114.8 in January, from 108 in December. Consumer spending accounts for about 70% of the U.S. economic activity. Also at SRNnews.com, Hamas says it will study a new ceasefire proposal in the war with Israel in Gaza as Israeli forces continue their offensive.
The Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh has now confirmed he's received the proposal. He says Hamas is studying it and he will head back to Cairo for discussions on it. The basis of the deal is reported to be a 45-day pause in fighting, with the release of a number of hostages still held in Gaza and thousands of Palestinians jailed in Israel. The U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has called it a good, strong proposal, but it would require a major shift from the stated positions of both sides.
BBC correspondent Sebastian Usher. The Federal Reserve beginning its latest policy meeting on interest rates. Stocks are mixed. The Dow had 30 points, but the Nasdaq is down 61. This is SRN News. A Southern Baptist agency issues its marching orders.
The Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission has released its 2024 public policy agenda, and abortion is at the top of the list. The ERLC will fight to preserve the Hyde Amendment and limit the widespread distribution of abortion drugs. It also plans to lobby for the defeat of the Equality Act, which would amend the 1964 Civil Rights Act to include sexual orientation and so-called gender identity. The commission also wants to curb artificial intelligence. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Three churches in rural India have been shut down by mobs of Hindu radicals. International Christian Concern reports the attackers trashed the buildings where the three congregations were meeting and warned them not to gather again. Three pastors were also arrested by local authorities and accused of carrying out forced conversions, a charge the clergymen strongly deny. This is SRN News. An e-commerce giant says it's getting the goods to its customers faster than ever.
Amazon says in 2023 it hit a high watermark for delivery speed for Prime customers. The number of items delivered same day or overnight grew by more than 65% year over year in the U.S. during the fourth quarter of the year. It also says more than 70% of Prime orders arrive same day or the next across the Atlantic in the U.K. Prime members pay $139 per year for speedy delivery and other perks. Rich Thomason reporting.
General Motors net income rose 12% last year, despite losing more than $1 billion when many of its plants were shut down by a six-week automaker strike. The company predicts there's a good chance that net income will improve a little this year. It also said it's planning to bring back some plug-in hybrid models in North America. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.